Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Bucknutters. Welcome to the Bucknuts Morning 5 here on Monday, April 22nd, 2024. I am Dave Biddle, very happy to be joined by Dan Rubin. Welcome to NFL Draft Week. Dan and I are both NFL draft junkies. I have that as my, my title, so to speak, right there. You can see NFL Draft Junkie. Dan also is, and we're going to go knee deep into the draft. We're also going to look ahead to next year's draft. If I put it at 12 and a half, the over-under at 12 and a half, how you guys picking? Next year, total Buckeyes drafted in 2025. If I say 12 and a half is the over-under, you guys going over or under? I think I might be going over. I might be setting that a little low. Before we get to all that, we'll let you guys know about our returning champion, our returning sponsor, Omaha Steaks. I love Omaha Steaks. I love their steaks. I love their pork chops. I love their everything. I really love their burgers, too. And they've got these gourmet burgers, and they've got a great deal for you guys. Nothing says summer like the taste of a juicy, tender burger grilled to perfection. And nobody does burger perfection quite like Omaha Steaks. Right now, you can taste burger perfection for yourself with the Burger Perfection Flight. What is that? The exclusive package includes 20 of their mouthwatering steak burgers, 4 each of their pure ground filet mignon burgers, New York strip burgers, ribeye burgers, brisket burgers, and sirloin burgers. I'm going to read that again. 4 each of filet mignon burgers, New York strip burgers, ribeye burgers, brisket burgers, and sirloin burgers. Omaha Steaks pure ground burgers deliver an explosive combination of tenderness, juiciness, and unmatched quality. And right now you can experience the Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com. Get ready for grilling season with the Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99 when you shop omahasteaks.com. That's 20 mouth-watering, pure ground burgers for just $79.99. I'm telling you, you're eating filet mignon burgers and stuff, New York strip burgers for $4 each. That's getting it done. And you guys, I mean, especially with the price of meat at the grocery store, man, you can get delivered gourmet burgers delivered to your door, $4 each. I mean, filet mignon burgers, sign me up. All right, sign me up for some Dan Rubin, too. And sign me up for some NFL Draft Week. All right, your boy Dan Brugler is just a beast. He came out.
No, the beast is his thing. I know. Thing. You know that.
I know. It's a little bit of a pun. He is a okay, beast. Good. And I think that's probably why he calls it the beast, because he knows he is a beast. His latest, he came up with his final mock draft a few days ago, and then he came out with his final top 300 today. And this is not a mock draft. This is top 300 in order. He has Marvin Harrison Jr. as the number 2 overall pick in this draft. So all these people that are buying of this smokescreen crap and Marvin's dropping, Brugler is like, cut the crap. Caleb Williams is 1. Marvin Harrison, he's not saying Harrison's going to go 2nd in the draft. For example,
he has his top. Yeah.
Yeah, this is how he would rank the players just regardless. Like, for example, he has in his mock draft J.J. McCarthy going, I think, 5th, maybe even a trade up to 4. But he has him ranked as the 21st overall player in this list. So anyway, Marv is number 2. Mike Hall is ranked 60th. That'd be like a late 2nd round pick. Then you got Cade Stover at 101, Tommy at 106. So early 4th round picks for them. Then you got to go all the way to pick 247. A little shout out to 24/7 Sports there. Not really. Steel Chambers ranked 247. And that's it. Only 5 Buckeyes. Next year, that list is going to be flooded with Buckeyes. Dane's going to have probably 15 guys in there. Before we get to next year, though, just your thoughts. I mean, it's going to be a light year for the Buckeyes, and I love that, because that just means a ton of guys came back that would have been second day picks.
Yeah. There are certain things that happen to that. I'm getting a call. Who's that? Hopefully that's not someone's agent. I'm going to be positive. I don't understand what's going on with Marv. Honest to God. So, you know, everybody has, if you guys have the YouTube now, if you put it, if you, and that algorithm is strong, good Lord. When you put in, watch some NFL draft content, a bunch of other stuff will pop up. I think you can see now that pretty much everybody who's not in the NFL that ever held a management position has a YouTube show or is a guest on someone's show. And I'm not taking a personal shot, but I saw Jay Gruden talking to somebody, and his first question was, we don't know how fast this guy is. So I know that Marv skipped the combine and all that stuff. This is getting close to being the dumbest thing I've ever heard about a player. Marv had a weekend last year. I don't know if you guys remember this. It was against Youngstown State. He ran a fly pattern touchdown, and he ran 22.2 miles per hour on the run. It was the fastest anyone had run in college football that weekend. It was faster than Tyreek Hill's fastest time of that weekend, and it was faster than anybody ran miles per hour in the entire NFL the year before. So is this information just not accessible? Are people not looking it up? Was there ever a point in time you watched Marv ever, and I mean ever, and you thought, you know what he needs? More speed. No. So I don't understand what's going on. I guess it's just like nitpicking. Malik Nabers and Roma Dunsey are nice receivers. They're really good. They were also playing with another quarterback that's about to get drafted very high, with at least one other receiver on the team. Look, Emeka is as good as those guys. He was hurt. Right. This is – what are we doing here? What are we doing? If someone picks Malik Nabers over or Roma Dunsey over Marv, you deserve what's coming to you. Because I'm not sure I've ever, and I mean ever, seen a player, I'd be more comfortable just day one saying, you're a starter, here's what we're doing, and being comfortable with it going forward. And here's the other thing I want to put on top of this. What if his name was John Smith? Maybe I would understand the idea. His name is Marvin Harrison Jr., dude. Let's not look a gift horse in the mouth here. His dad, they know it. Every single second this kid has been alive, his brain has been geared towards being a professional football player. Pros for the pros, and this is the truth, a lot of it is removing obstacles. It's not what they can do. It's like, has Malik Nabers been trained every day of his life to be a pro? Has Roma Dunsey? And like, they got to go through a bunch of stuff as pros off the field that Marv is just like, it's nothing to him. He's been bred to do this. He's the man. I don't get it, man. I'm incredulous. As far as the rest of the guys, Mike Call getting in the second round would be tremendous. Mm-hmm. He's good. And look, the NFL after the first round, and definitely for defensive tackles, can you get to the quarterback is how you generate value. If you read any report on Mike Call, undersized is going to be in the first two sentences. And yet he's going to be a second round pick. He has always had as fast as a first step for a defensive lineman. Dwayne and I used to talk about this when he was in high school. Nobody overran more sacks in high school because he was flying by. So he could be a situational third down guy and still be a stud. I would love to see Cade Stover get in a situation where he'd be healthy for 2 years playing tight end. I saw a lot of signs of a kind of a guy who can do a little of both. And I also think this, if toughness and locker room presence and reliability are NFL traits, Farmer Gronk, sign me up. I don't think he'll back down from anybody ever under any circumstances. And then the rest of the guys, I think Steel Chambers will be someone's special teams captain at some point. You know, he was a baseball player. He's a running back. He's a 4.0 student. His name is Steel Chambers. He's named like a private eye from the 40s. So that's marketable. And guys from Ohio State stick. That's a fact. No one thought Jordan Fuller would be a starter on a Super Bowl team. He was a seventh round pick, started as a rookie. So, when in doubt, pick a Buckeye.
Yeah. And for those that are wondering, the four guys who are not in Brugler's top 300 that were invited to the combine, from Ohio State, Josh Proctor, Mayan Williams, Xavier Johnson, and Michael Jones, the offensive lineman. So hopefully those guys Matt Jones. Yes. Excuse me. Why did I say Mike Jones? Matt Jones. He's only here for like 7 years. You think I would remember?
And they're all good. Hey, they'll all get invited to camp.
Yeah. From Erasmus. Yeah, Erasmus Hall, Brooklyn, New York.
Also, the who else went to Erasmus Hall?
Curtis Samuel.
I didn't mean to interrupt you there. I think all these guys will get into a camp. I wouldn't be surprised if Proctor gets drafted, to tell you the truth. I could see in the seventh round someone going for him. Yeah.
Yeah, why not? And especially when you consider the compensatory picks. There's really eight rounds. You add up all the compensatory picks, third round, fourth round, fifth round, sixth round, and seventh. That's usually about 32 picks. So it's really an eight-round draft when you include the compensatory picks. I'm with you. I think one of those guys will get drafted. My money would be on Proctor. So hopefully six Buckeyes will get drafted. All right, I'm curious about this. Maybe I said it too low. Over way under how low. Many Buckeyes will get drafted in 2025? I'm putting it at 12 and a half. And I want to hear from the audience. Well, we're going over under 12 and a half Buckeyes will be selected next year. Let's hear from the people.
You want me to answer too?
I want you. Of course I want you to answer.
I think you're unbelievably low.
Oh, I love it.
If I could bet on that right now, I wouldn't put the mortgage on there. I have 17.
17. I love it.
Go through it. Go through it.
I said it way too low.
Go through it. I had 17 and I was being conservative.
See, I didn't. I just kind of did off the top of my head. Like I was like, I'll put it 12 and a half. Yeah, I bet you're right. If I went through and actually did it, I'm sure I said too low. So you're sitting at 17. Your exact number is 17. All right. Now I want to hear some exact numbers out there. Dan's got 17. What do you guys got? Everybody is saying over, by the way. I went way too low. If you start a poll and the results are 98% one way and two the other, that's a terrible poll. You're trying to get like right around, you know, as close to 50-50 as possible for it to be a good poll question, in my opinion. So I did a terrible job there setting the odds. So Dan's going 17. I would actually need to write it out. I would have to think about it. I'm curious what some people are saying here. Hey. 16. Alex is going 16. Robert's going 18.
17 is conservative. I'll go through it with you guys.
20. They're going to set the record, aren't they? Does Ohio State still hold the record? Here, they set the record.
I'm going to go through the names, and you tell me, okay? Some of it's low-hanging fruit. This is not in order, by the way. Right. One interesting thing, I looked this up. The number one tight end in the country played for my best friend in North Carolina, which is incredible. Anyway, JT Tuamalo, Emeka Egbuka, Denzel Burke. Are you writing this down? Are you counting? Just do the slashes. Tell me what number we're at.
I don't have a pen near me, which is great.
I'll do it. We're really prepared.
I can do a tally here.
1, 2, 3. Tuamalo, Emeka Egbuka, Denzel Burke, Tyreek Williams, Travion Henderson, Donovan Jackson, Jack Sawyer. I'm scrolling as fast as I can. Seth McLaughlin, Lathan Ransom, Josh Simmons. Good Lord. Will Howard, Ty Hamilton. Where are we at? We're at 10, I think.
I mean, yeah, and you haven't even done like what?
EJ Hicks, Sonny Styles. That hurt a little bit to say.
Sonny's coming back for a senior year.
And I skipped Devin Brown. They have him on the list. I skipped him. They have Kenyatta Jackson.
I think he would be drafted. Hopefully he comes back to be a starter. I bet he comes back. Hopefully some of these guys come back.
Listen, though. Davison Igbinosin.
We have one dissenting voice here. Loyal listener, Brass Tacks. It's going 12, taking the under. The new over-under, I think, is 15 and a half, by the way.
What if Carson Hinsman has a good year?
He's not going pro. I mean, I guess Whipler did, but how'd that work out for Whipler? Not well.
I know, but the first and the 15th, he calls us up and says it's going quite well. Quinshon Judkins.
Is he making more with the Browns than he was with his NIL deal as a sixth-round pick? Probably, but I don't know.
Quinshon Judkins, where are we at?
Quinshon for sure.
There's more.
I mean, Jordan Hancock. Jordan Hancock. I'm not joking about Sonny. I think Sonny might come back for the 2025 season. Obviously, if he sets the world on fire this year, he won't. Problem I want to have is Sonny Styles becomes a first-team All-American. He's leaving spring not even as a starter. Okay? So I'd love for that to happen. But hopefully, like Kenyatta Jackson, Sonny Styles, some of these guys that would be drafted, obviously, if they left, come back for the 2020. I can't believe we're even talking about this, but it's going to be crazy next year. Like the combine's going to be crazy, the draft itself, especially compared to this year for Ohio State. So
keep in mind, we haven't seen the team play this year. Some guys from last year are going to be better than you expected. It's Ohio State.
I like Jamie on Facebook, what he's thinking here. 12, only 12, because several will stick around to go back-to-back. I like that. They got to win that back-to-back title. Now we're just giving them the 2024 National Championship, and we are predicting they're going to shatter the NFL draft record
right, with
17 selected. I love it, Dan. I love it. What does Mr. Bucknut say? Anything worth doing is worth overdoing. All right.
He has some other ones.
Oh, yeah, he does. Yeah. That was one I can say that won't get me kicked off YouTube, probably.
I was afraid you're going to go for the other one. The huge. Afraid you're going to go for the huge. That'll be on the pay-per-view after the show that everyone tunes in for.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's the HBO version for sure. All right. Felix Okpara taking his basketball and going not home, but he's going Ohio State's not his home. I didn't see this coming, but it does make sense. And when the news broke, I was actually on the air here in Columbus doing a radio show yesterday, and my co-host asked me, well, what's your gut feeling here? I'm like, I'm just guessing. I bet it's two-tiered. I bet it's something to do with Bradshaw coming here from UK, and I bet it has something to do with NIL. And then it wasn't like 20 minutes later, Steve Hellwagon, who's got great basketball sources, checks in. He's like, yep, he was concerned about playing time with Bradshaw, and he was concerned about NIL. The day after Bradshaw committed, Okpara and his agent went to Ohio State concerned about playing time and concerned that Bradshaw was getting more NIL money. I mean, this is the world we're living in, but I'm just curious to get your thoughts on this. Thank you.
Yeah, it's wacky. I'll tell you this. Basketball, football, and I assume this is just because you got 22 guys on the field and stuff. We need to give up any vibe on continuity in basketball going forward. Under this current system, it is 52 pickup every single year. Nothing would surprise me. I would not approach anything on more than a 1 year basis. I wouldn't give anyone any more money than 1 year. I don't even know. In terms of recruiting, people aren't going to want to hear this. I would only go after the one and dones, and then I would just take transfers after that, unless they're from Ohio, maybe, because they're not going to stay. There's no concept, there's no situation now where you can expect someone to be there for more than a year. Could things break your way and you get a guy for 2 years who's really good? Or, yeah, sure. But the amount of variables surrounding it, I want to see. You're making a 1 year run every year. That's it. I wouldn't base any hope on anyone coming back ever under any circumstances. Now the rules may change, but and I think what's going to happen is people tend to take the number one team and make too big of a deal out of it. Go ahead and try and build Connecticut. That's not happening.
Right.
Connecticut is in a almost a unique situation in that there is not. Help me out here. Connecticut doesn't have any pro sports teams, does it? I don't think it does. Every disposable dollar goes to their NIL for men and women. They can get anyone they want. And they're now in a role.
Bailers.
Yep. The reason ESPN exists, I might add, but I digress. We're not doing that, okay? And if you look around the Big Ten, here's what I really don't understand is Indiana. Indiana is adding talent. Like it's going out of style, that's not going to work. You can't bring in, man, it's a tough situation. If you bring in five high-priced guys, then you're worried about money. You know what I'm saying? Every guy you bring in, you have to be worried about how his dollars move into the overall, like who makes more than Bruce Thornton, that kind of thing. With football, it's pretty easy. There's a Darwinistic aspect to playing where, like, if you're not good enough, you'll get killed, right? There's no, like, put it this way. There aren't other guys on the team who sit there and think, you know what, I should be starting over Travion Henderson, maybe Judkins. You know what I'm saying? It's not like that. In basketball, everybody thinks they should be playing. Nobody is happy now. I can tell you that for a fact in the sport. Very few people are happy because – one, they transfer immediately anything bad comes up. And two, almost every guy who plays college basketball was the best player of their high school team. Not everybody gets to shoot every time, so they want to leave. It's not that complicated. Then you add in money. I've covered all the major sports enough. The complaints you get about basketball versus the other sports from people involved are goofy. People can watch their kid play terrible in basketball, come off the court and be like, he's not being used correctly. The coach doesn't know what he's doing. In football, he gets carried off in a stretcher, so it's easier. You can see who's good and who's bad. Basketball's not like that. I have not. It's really a goofy setup, and I have no real expectations for Ohio State. I don't even know what their team's going to look like. The idea that you know right Townsend. Now,
they better get Trey Townsend.
Not that he's like Trey Townsend. You can't play Trey Townsend and Devin Royal together. They're both 6'6".
Yeah, but you can. Yeah, but you can play 2 6'6" guys together, and that you're going to need depth, especially now. You need depth unless you're going to rely on the true freshman, Mr. Basketball, Colin White, to come right in.
Oh, come on!
Townsend is a legit, good, really good college player. I don't think he'll be an NBA player. In fact, if he was going to be an NBA player, he just would have left.
Correct.
Now you follow everybody knows. I think, but for those that don't, Dan follows basketball. I mean, I follow basketball extremely close, but you're knee deep in it because you love it anyway. You have a son that plays college basketball. You have another son that will play college basketball. And after he transfers from Oakwood to Beaver Creek, but seriously, like you follow it closely. I'm curious. And again, the dust has not settled. We'll see how Diebler fills his final two spots. Maybe more if he runs somebody off, maybe he'll fill three spots. Right now there's two open spots. So this is a better question to ask you, I get, in maybe 2 weeks. So far, if you're a Buckeye fan, how are you feeling about the job Jake Diebler has done so far? Building his staff, retaining players, bringing in players, losing players, everything that he's done, the 11 games he coached. Where would you be at ranking the job Jake Diebler has done so far?
I think he deserves the benefit of the doubt to get started. I thought the team obviously played much better.
I said low bar, but yeah.
I was going to say, how much of that was him and the what we call the dead coach bounce? I'm not saying that to be rude. That's really what it's called. You can change your coach and get a little burst off that. Had they played another 20 games, would he have been exposed? I don't know. I thought they played much harder under him, and there were clearly some guys that just didn't feel comfortable under Holtman, et cetera, that happens. Is he even the lead recruiter, man? Or are we just leading with our checkbook? I don't know. Diebler doesn't have the reputation yet, except for, you know, the behind the assistant coach connections he made when he was recruiting and stuff, to really know. It's hard to judge, man. So far, I give him a solid B, but as I look at this team right now, I'd have a hard time thinking they're going to finish what? I mean, what is it? Possibly a round of 32 team, or, you know, a tournament team? Because here's another thing. You're not going to know who else is beefing up. You got to, like you said, see the dust settle. I don't know, man. Who's the go-to guy? We've lost games with pros. And I don't see the NBA player out there. And I think you need NBA players in the long run to win big. And I don't see them. Now, I will say this for you real basketball geeks. Nationally, the class of 2024 and 2025 are amazing. Like, amazing, amazing. Trust me on this. There's three or four guys coming out in the next 2 years who are, I don't know how to put it into words, almost guaranteed top two or three picks in the draft. Cooper Flagg, who plays at Montverde, going to go to Duke. A.J. Dibanza, who just reclassified to 2025 and was placed above Cam Boozer, who I think is the best player in the country. Those guys are both juniors.
Is that Carlos Boozer's son?
Excuse me?
Carlos Boozer's son?
He has twin sons, and his one of them I think will be the first pick in the draft. I remember thinking before Flagg reclassified up, the idea I would have lost months of sleep deciding between Boozer and Flagg. And they have a guy rated ahead of Boozer now who just reclassified, named A.J. Dibanza, who's from Massachusetts and plays a prolific prep out west. And then Ron Harper's son is going to Rutgers with a guy named Ace Bailey out of Georgia. I think NIL was involved there. And Ron Harper's son, I think, will be reminds a little quicker, a little maybe a little better version of Cade Cunningham, possibly. And then Ace Bailey looks like a younger Kevin Durant, 6'9" jump shooter who crazy athleticism. So I don't know if we're in the mix for all them, but Darren Peterson, who is from, I think he plays for an Ohio. He's from Ohio. He plays at Huntington Prep in West Virginia, is going to be one of these guys. Is Ohio State going to go all in on him? We had something in the boarding house last week that said he now likes Arkansas, if you know what I mean. Meaning he'd probably go to the highest bidder. We should get involved. He is a transcendent guard in the class of 2025. Like transcendent. Like I'd be hard-pressed to name you a better Ohio prospect since you know who. He's that good. Now, that doesn't feel like an Ohio State guy, but if we get into the one-year mode, I'd be all for it. That was a lot of chatter from me.
Well, I was hoping we could say that Jake Diebler and the Buckeyes' future so bright.
Who knows, Dave?
They have to wear shades.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Ooh. And we're happy to tell you guys about a returning sponsor, Gooder. Gooder Sunglasses. I love this company. Good-looking sunglasses that will cost you about $25. And if you're like me, you lose sunglasses. You leave them. And you drop $25. Not that that's fun, but like it's better than way better than dropping $200 on a pair of sunglasses and losing them. So, and they've got cool names. This one is Professor Double OG, not just OG, Professor Double OG. And what's the ones you have, Dan? I really like yours. What are those called?
Call me Tarmac Daddy.
Call me Tarmac Daddy. The ones that my wife and his daughter are fighting over is Amelia Earhart ghosted me. So
I also have, Dave, Beezlebub's Bourbon Burpees. And then another pair that I told you my youngest son saw 3 minutes before he went to spring break, and I never saw them again. So
there you go. I'm going to have to buy another pair of Amelia Earhart ghosted me so my wife and oldest daughter quit fighting over them. And I'll have to buy me a pair of the ones you have on too. All right. So again, 100% polarized, start at just $25 each. Okay. And because they're so affordable, I never have to worry about losing them or breaking them, but good luck breaking these. That's another thing I like.
They're
about.
Solid.
They're very durable. Then yeah, they don't slide on my face. They're very, very good. They look great. They're always releasing new colors and designs so you can lay low or you can get wild. I love their names. Like we were talking about, like one is Back Nine Blackout. You have flamingos on a booze cruise, and you have donkey goggles. Okay. If you want to support the show and try a pair, Gooder is giving Bucknuts Morning Five listeners free shipping. You can go to gooder.com/bucknuts and use code Bucknuts for free shipping. Gooder offers a 30-day money-back guarantee and 100% satisfaction. Again, that's gooder.com/bucknuts and use code Bucknuts for free shipping. Gooder, G-O-O-D-R, Gooder Sunglasses. So go to gooder.com/bucknuts. Use code Bucknuts for free shipping.
Dave.
Highly recommend it.
I want to comment on something that was said here.
Yo.
My Asian posh Doreen. And it's about the...
Brett's wearing the Back Nine right now. Back Nine Blackout.
Oh, yeah. No, literally. If you used to stop a 7-Eleven or Krausers like I did on the way to a Buckeyes game to get your $5 shades you weren't going to lose, you might as well just get these, and they're way, way better. And those things would crack, dude. Someone give you a hug, and those things would snap.
These are solid. Awesome. Listen, if you're going to do it, you get the free shipping. Get more than one. Stock up.
Okay. Here's what I wanted to talk about.
Yo.
There's this vibe, and she says about – taking transfers or not, people who transfer don't want to compete. I almost, in a lot of cases in football, I think it's a challenge. I don't like when we're getting ready for the draft here, for example. I hold it again. I'm sorry, I shouldn't do this. I kind of hold it against Keon Coleman that he transferred. Skill guys who have to transfer make me a little oogie, except quarterbacks, as we talked about, that's changed now. If over half the starting quarterbacks are transfers, I almost view them in a different category. Basketball, that people are asking about transfers. I don't even know what to say because it's not as easy as looking at a football transfer. The basketball transfers, these people have so many goofy people in their ear. Basketball's so effed up right now. I can't even explain it to you. It's $70 to go to an AAU tournament per day, per parent now. It's turned into a different system than it was when kids were coming up. So basketball is the shadiest of the shade. Football, not as much. Basketball is just too shady. Nothing. That, like when people say, why are the guys leaving? Is it money or something like that? If we really knew why everyone was leaving, you wouldn't be happy because it could be something as much as this guy said this to me and they go to their agent and it rolls out and it's not going to be something you want to hear if you're looking to feel good about the state of college basketball.
You got a lot of third cousins out there too. Legit agents agents. You had, Roddy Gale's agent telling him he needed to get more playing time. And Felix Akpar took his agent in there with him after.
And this just did.
Hey, listen, if you're making hundreds of thousands of dollars on NIL deals, it's good to have an agent. So,
got to have the professional. It's very hard to make the NBA. It's virtually impossible.
Let's get back to some football to finish the show. So, been studying up on Will Howard and the things I've seen with his time at Kansas State and then mostly the spring game. That's the only thing I really have on TV that I can watch, even though I thought it was more interesting to watch, for example, the scrimmage 2 weeks before the spring game. One thing I really like about Will Howard, his pocket presence, the way he shuffles his feet nice and easy in the pocket. Avoids, and you see it, there's this play against, I think it was against Texas. I was watching against Kansas State. Pressure's coming. He just slides really nicely to the left, just nice and easy. Shuffles his feet like you would in basketball where you don't want to cross your feet. You just want to shuffle them. Nice and easy. And then fires one in the end zone. The receiver's going left to right. So he's shuffling to the left. Right-handed quarterback has to fire. And there wasn't much of a window there. And he threw a touchdown. Now, it was like a 15, 20-yard pass. Again, 50 yards down the field, he's not going to crush you. He can make the throw sometimes. But I really like his pocket presence. I think that's something. And, again, when they're out there and they can just get a hand on them, that's not real football. So the more I watch Will Howard, I think he does little things. He has 27 starts under his belt. He's won a lot of games. I'll be shocked if he's not the starter. And I really like his pocket presence and just how he moves in the pocket.
Yeah, I haven't spent one day since he committed thinking he wasn't going to be the starter for 1 second. That's just not going to happen. We accept narratives a little too quickly, in my opinion. There has not been, and you can watch Mark Porter's breakdown, it wasn't like he missed on a deep pass or there was a play called for a deep throw and he didn't make it. They didn't run any of those. It was not set up for that. Is he, Caleb Williams, arm strength-wise, or is he even like CJ, who was just the monster from the pocket, or even Justin Fields, who could throw from the pocket? Maybe not as much. His arm is plenty strong to scheme up plenty of deep shots with play action. I got no worries about that. His first pass of the game was an out to G Scott. That's the hardest throw to make, is the deep out outside the numbers when they're evaluating quarterbacks. Yes, they want you to be able to throw with velocity down the middle of the field, but not everybody can do that. That can be schemed up. Check out Brock Purdy. He doesn't have the strongest arm, and I think 85% of their throws are directly over the middle. So that's scheme. I'm not worried about that. I was very impressed in the he's just got very calm feet.
Yes.
It just looked like a guy when he dropped back there that it wasn't his first rodeo. If things go wrong, he's not going to freak out. And then you add in the fact that he's getting the best coaching he's ever gotten in his entire life. We have like an overqualified quarterback coaching room. That's fact. So I would expect the best. He's going to be throwing to the best receivers he's ever thrown to. He might be throwing to the best receivers he ever will throw to, even if he goes to the NFL. Keep this in mind. We don't have average skill talent.
No.
We learn to take this for granted. We have the two best running backs in the country. You know what I'm saying? Our freshman receiver has people saying he's the best player to ever play at Ohio State. Now, I say that out loud for hyperbole effect, but we've been told that. Emeka Egbuka, as a senior receiver, to be the leader of a room, is there any receiver in the country you'd choose before him? I wouldn't. No. Carnell Tate has shown me plenty. Brandon Ennis. And I got thought, look, man, If they can block, done right. deal. And also, no one's going to be scoring.
No, this defense is just sick. And that's the one thing I really want to add is just one more. I'm just preaching to the choir here. I want one more offensive lineman. You sure. know, a guy, and you're not going to land a superstar, obviously, in the portal, but can you find a Jonah Jackson? That's probably even stretching it. A guy that can come here and be all Big Ten and be a third-round pick. Probably a stretch, but at least bring a guy that can compete at right tackle. Push Josh Fry at right tackle, and if that guy, the whoever they get from the portal, wins the right tackle job, Josh Fryer's the best man for right guard, put Fry at right guard. At least get some more competition in there. So, yeah, that's my biggest concern. If they can block, they're going to destroy some teams this year because this defense is going to be the best defense in the country. And the offense, if the offensive line can be good, this offense is going to be dynamite as well. Great stuff from Dan Rubin.
If the defense is as good as we think and they're just – we're getting back to, like, turnovers and field position and, like, that suffocating, like, they'll be fine, dude. They'll be so far out in front of most of these teams that it really won't matter.
Great stuff from Dan. Thanks to all of you. We really appreciate it. Hope everyone has a great rest of your day.
Streaming on Paramount Plus.
You ready, Bob?
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.